We're going to head to Ypsilanti and be joined by Eastern Michigan head coach Chris Creighton. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Thanks.
Thank you for your time, and obviously a thrilling win for your Eagles on Saturday over Western Michigan. And after getting back to the office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Eagles.
Well, I was really, really proud of how we, you know, responded to a tough stretch. You know, and not surprised, but just, you know, really, really proud of our guys. I mean, it was going to take a, you know, total program, you know, effort. And I think that's what we got. And so it was a really good night for us. You know, I thought it was a really good football game. Western Michigan's really good. And, you know, our guys played really hard and played to the end. And, you know, we ended up pulling it out.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Creighton and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Obviously, the news of the game is the performance by Preston Hutchinson, and coming in and doing what he was able to do in his time in the game. Talk about what you saw from him. You know, did it surprise you what you saw in his performance and just overall his leading the offense in coming away with that, victory for your Eagles?
No, it's a good question. Surprised? That's a tricky. It wasn't surprised. I mean, he has been here now for multiple seasons and is always locked in and learning and getting himself ready to play. He's just always been that way. His first year, our defensive staff just absolutely loved him as our scout team quarterback. You know, he's in our off season. He is, he's a light. I mean, he's just one of those guys that you're just like, dadgum, he's incredibly hardworking. He's a really good athlete. All of those things. And, you know, he was Mike's backup, obviously. And so, you know, Mike was down and he had the week to take the number one reps. And he ran our offense. You know, when you really watch the game, this is going to sound strange in some ways, but he really didn't do anything special or extraordinary. And that's a guy who went 31 of 36 for, you know, over 350 yards in his first start. But he just ran our offense and took what people gave him. And, you know, so really, really excited for him, proud of him. And he absolutely, you know, stepped up. But not surprised.
Let's go to our next question for Coach Creighton.
Our next question is from Nick Petrowitz with the Toledo Blade.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I heard Frank Solich say one time that, in his opinion, that he saw on a regular basis that smart kids get better. And I was wondering, now that when you're in the MAC, when development is so important, as you look at high school recruits, how important do you consider their academic profile in terms of how well you will be able to develop them when they get to college?
I think it's relevant. I do think it's relevant. I do think that there's, you know, a football IQ that can be, you know, different than test scores on standardized tests. And so I think you got to be really careful with that, you know. I stopped doing math when they switched from numbers to letters, but, you know, feel as though I can, you know, figure out football, X's and O's. So I think there is absolutely the case, though, that, you know, this game does, you know, to get better and develop. I mean, you've got to have a football IQ and you have to have an intellect because it's very, very simple in its essence, but it's incredibly complicated at the same time.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris, I'm looking ahead with Toledo. When you look at film of the Rockets, talk about the challenge you'll have this Saturday.
Monster. You know, monster challenge. You know, we've been following them throughout the season and have known all along, you know, that, you know, they're the team to beat, you know, on our side, I believe in the whole MAC, you know, just watching film on them now. I mean, beating BYU and at Colorado State, and again, I think Western Michigan's a really good football team, and you know, beat them at home, and so also know that it's a very proud program, you know, just heard Coach Candle there that, you know, that's sort of uncharted territory for them. And so I know that we're going to get Toledo's best effort, you know, of the entire year. And that's, I mean, they're incredibly talented and an awesome program and great coaching, all of those things. So, yeah, I mean, we've got 6 days to, you know, try to figure out how we're going to combat that.
And obviously you're going to have an emotional Toledo team looking to respond to a difficult Saturday. And, you know, obviously your win over Western Michigan, can you, you know, I don't know if you want to define it as a turning point for the season, but, you know, if you don't get that game, you're 0-3 in league play and such a big win for you. Could that be a, you know, a vaulting point for your Eagles this year?
I mean, that remains to be seen. I mean, the reality of our situation is that we have not handled any kind of success very well. You know, it's just a failure of my leadership. You know, 15 was not a very good season. 16, we, you know, responded with a good season for us. And then 17, we were not able to go to a bowl game and have a winning season. And then so 18 last year, you know, come back and have a winning season and go to a bowl game. And so here we are in 19. And so, you know, are we going to, you know, fall flat on our face? And then maybe 20 will be a good year for us. And then you can look at this season, started out 2-1 and feeling pretty good about ourselves. And even though we beat Central Connecticut on the scoreboard, we did not beat them. And so then we had a 3-week stretch, you know, where we were, you know, not ourselves. And I think a lot of that is because we were probably feeling good about the start to the season and beating Illinois. And so we've regrouped and had a really good night, Saturday night. And so unless we figure out how to just handle some success and play consistent football, we'll be really bad on Saturday. And it's just not a good recipe, you know, for success. And so it's my job to lead that. And, you know, unfortunately, I'm probably wired a little bit more emotionally than I am in terms of just, you know, consistently doing, you know, things always the same way and whatnot. So we've got to get that figured out.
Specific again, back to Saturday night, when you take a look at Preston Hutchinson's numbers, specifically in the fourth quarter, 11 of 12 passing for 140 yards and two touchdowns. And even so, even with that final drive and that strike to Sexton with under a minute to go for the game winner, talk about the moxie that a young quarterback to have that moment in a fourth quarter when the game is on the line to perform the way he did. Just talk about the specialty of what he did that night.
Well, you know what, you use the word moxie, and we have used that to describe Preston, you know, the last few years. He has that. And anybody, you know, who's been a part of the game, coaching quarterbacks, you can't find that on a questionnaire, you know, and you can't really find that. You can athletically some, an athletic moxie by watching film, you don't really see it on film, and you can't figure it out on a questionnaire. I mean, just some guys have the ability to, for others to believe in them, and just the winner, you know, it's how you've grown up. It's how you think about yourself. It's so many things. And he does have that. And, you know, he's got a humility about him for sure. I mean, he's just been a selfless teammate all the way through. He'll continue to be that. But he does have moxie. I mean, you know, when he runs out there, he believes in himself and as he should, because he's got ability and his preparation is, it's outstanding. And so, you know, he was great, you know, on Saturday night. And again, you're right, all the way down to that, you know, we had to come back. I think we had a minute and 51 seconds left. We had timeouts and you know, had to get down the field to either kick a field goal and score. And he really didn't blink, you know, executed the offense, you know, really well. And, you know, just super, again, excited for him and for our team.
Chris, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the win. We'll let you get back to preparation for Toledo. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk again next Monday morning.
Okay, Ken, thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Again, for Chris Creighton and his Eastern Michigan Eagles in that 34-27 win over Western Michigan. Again, quarterback Preston Hutchinson accounted for 4 touchdowns, 31 of 36 passing, 357 yards, and 3 touchdown passes, including 1 rushing touchdown. For Eastern Michigan, they will be at Toledo this coming Saturday, October 26th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and that game available on ESPN+.